This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the traditions of American presidential campaigns comes tomorrow. The Iowa straw poll decides nothing official for Republicans, but casts a light on the candidates. Frontrunners try to make sure they don't trip over their shoelaces, while long-shot candidates try to seize the chance to shine. Last night in Iowa, 8 candidates attended a debate, and NPR's Don Gagne begins our coverage.
This was the third debate of the Republican presidential campaign. Each has been surrounded by lots of hype and broadcast on national TV. Last night's was co-sponsored by Fox News.
Welcome to Ames, Iowa, on the campus of Iowa State University and the Republican presidential debate.
But what set last night's apart is that it lived up to the hype. There was pressure on the candidates to do something to create momentum going into tomorrow's straw poll. And that resulted in the kind of intense sparring that's been absent from previous debates. Most of the attention was on the two Minnesotans on the stage, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and former Governor Tim Pawlenty. Bachmann's sudden rise this summer has pushed Pawlenty back into the pack. His campaign needs a very strong showing in the straw poll, and he came out swinging, saying Bachmann has accomplished nothing in Congress.
She says that she's fighting for these things. She fought for less government spending. We got a lot more. She led the effort against Obamacare. We got Obamacare. She led the effort against TARP. We got TARP. She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about. It's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop, because you're killing us.
Wait. Congressman Bachmann, 30 seconds to respond.
Thank you so much. I was at the tip of the spear fighting against the implementation of Obamacare in the United States Congress. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Barack Obama ran Congress, but I gave them a run for their money.
The questions from the panel encouraged such conflict. Pawlenty was also prodded to go after Mitt Romney over the Massachusetts health care bill he signed while governor. In a debate back in June, Pawlenty declined to attack Romney on the issue. But last night, he obliged.
Look, Obamacare was patterned after the Mitt's plan in Massachusetts. And for Mitt or anyone else to say that there aren't substantial similarities or they're not essentially the same plan, it just isn't credible. So that's why I called it Obamacare, and I think that's a fair label, and I'm happy to call that again tonight.
Romney responded.
I think I like Tim's answer at the last debate better. There's some similarities between what we did in Massachusetts and what President Obama did, but there's some big differences.
Fox anchor Brett Baer asked Romney why he'd been so silent during most of the recent debate in Congress over the debt ceiling. Romney did oppose the deal reached by the president and congressional Republicans.
If you were president, you would have vetoed that bill?
Look, I'm not going to eat Barack Obama's dog food, all right? What he served up was not what I would have done if I'd have been president of the United States.
I know, but that bill...
It was in keeping with Romney's campaign strategy. He mostly ignores his Republican competition while looking ahead to a race against President Obama. Two other moments in the debate are worth noting. All of the candidates rejected tax hikes as a way to deal with deficits. At one point, Brett Baer asked, what if there were a deal where there'd be $10 in cuts for every $1 in tax hikes?
But who on this stage would walk away from that deal? When you raise your hand, if you feel so strongly about not raising taxes, you'd walk away on the 10-to-1 deal.
All 8 candidates raised their hand. Then there's the issue of a soon-to-be candidate who was not on the stage. Texas Governor Rick Perry has not campaigned in Iowa and is skipping the straw poll, but is expected to get into the race with a weekend announcement. Congressman Ron Paul.
Oh, no, I'm very pleased that he's coming in because he represents the status quo, and I feel like I'm sort of separated from the other candidates with my strong belief in liberty and limited government and a different foreign policy and want to deal with the Fed, so he'll just dilute all their votes.
Others also welcome Perry, in their public statements at least, but his entry into the race will likely muddy whatever result comes out of the Ames straw poll, as Perry attracts attention as the new guy, but also one who can challenge Mitt Romney and join the top contenders in the field. Don Gagne, NPR News, Ames, Iowa.